Praise ye the Lord, or give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Tonight is the privilege to preach the Word of God about the responsibilities of the believers of the local church. Tonight we will graded Galilee Baptist Church 75 years. And because of the Lord's provide his goodness and grace, we are here. And tonight, please stand and turn your Bible to Hebrews 13, verse 20 to 21. Hebrews 13, verse 20 to 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that is which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless his word. Let us pray. Lord, tonight, as we recognize your name, the most holy, our Father, we are so gracious that you gave us life and to know you more, to learn you more. And we ask your presence in the midst of us. Lord, give us grace and mercy upon this time. We ask your hand. May the Holy Spirit lead tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. We are a family, and God is our Father. Ephesians 2, verse 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now that we belong to Christ, thank God I was saved 1985, and now I belong to Jesus. We are members of the family of God, have many new privileges to enjoy in addition to the new privileges, we have responsibilities to assume with those who are members of this spiritual family. Jesus Christ wants us to be united in a group that Bible called local church. What is church? Church means come from the Greek word ekklesia. They call out, which is translated assembly or congregation. What did Christ mean when he said, Matthew 16, verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. I will build my church. Galilee, 75 years, last Sunday. And thank God, or His faithfulness. Because of His love, we are here to gather together. This is the work that only Jesus Christ can do. Jesus Christ is the only one who can give us His faith and bring repentance for salvation. God called us of the world to follow Jesus Christ. Apostle John in Revelation 21 verse 2, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, and prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them, and be their God." Who is the head of the church? Apostle Paul in Colossians 1:18, "And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence." We should not permit ourselves to be confused by those who ignore the fact that the body of Christ is the church. And the church is the body of Christ. We are member of His body when the Lord Jesus Christ come again. For His church, it will not be some local church in particular, but for all truly born again Christian. And we are one of them. Apostle Paul still affirmed his teaching in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, "For as the body is one, and as many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." What is a local church? We know the church. We know who is the head of the church. What is a local church? A local church is a group of baptized believers placed into the family of God, having repented with all their heart of their sin, and devote and put their confidence in Jesus Christ as their sufficient Savior. United in the doctrine of Christ and the apostle, and committed to fulfill Christ's mandate and instruction. They are immersed in water and then define themselves with Christ and the local church. My introduction is very long, but it will take long for tonight. Each member is important in the function of the local church. And here are some of the good points that we need to understand again. Number one, we should faithfully attend all the meeting of the church. We should attend all the meeting of the church. The meeting in the local church are for the cultivation of a spiritual growth of the member. To be absent from these services in the church can only result in the persecution of the spiritual life of the Christian. In Hebrews 10:23-25, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Verse 25, I like this verse from time to time. "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together." Not quitting. Don't stop. Straight forward. Not backward. Not forsaking the assembly. I remember the first attendance if I'm not mistaken, Galilee Baptist Church in downtown is 75 people. Year 1943. Now it's 2018. Still less for us, right? Not forsaking the assembly. Because we need to do something into our life. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as I see the day approaching. And this morning, if the preacher, Pastor Thomas Niemann, reminded transition to millennium. Jesus is coming again. Verse 25, as you see the day approaching, 2018 now, and we are waiting for His coming, and we are waiting for His coming, as you see the day approaching, verse 26 of Hebrews 10, for if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. This admonish to be faithful in our church attendance. There's no other remedy but to repent and return to Christ, receive His pardon. You must return to church with a changed attitude, determined to be faithful to God, not to continue sinning against Him. The day of the Lord belongs to Him, to worship Him, receive the teaching from God's Word, to be able in the Lord and serve Him faithfully. To serve Him faithfully. We need to grow because this is it. In 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, but now and forever. Brother and sister in Christ. Reflection tonight. Are you faithful? And do you have love and obey in Him? Reflection for us. We need to remember He first loved us. That's why we should faithfully attend the meeting. Number two, it is hard for a church of the member of the local church. Number two, it's very important to remember these things. We should protect them against the attack of error and to prepare them to resist the satanic forces. What does this mean? In Apostle Paul teaches in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18, this is vital for us to prepare the error that Satan is always presenting. In verse 11 and 13, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Satan wants to divide and to discourage the brethren. It's so hard for every church. This is common in every church. That's why we have responsible not forsaking the assembly. Not forsaking the assembly. The encouragement that we receive in the church through teaching and preaching of God's word and fellowship with the brethren in Christ help to prepare for the battle against the false doctrine and Satan attack. And we know Satan always doing something. That's why we need to protect each one of us to against this attack of error. So we have a church. We need to attain faithfully. We need to protect them, each one of us. Number three, we should keep peace and unity among the brethren. We need this peace and unity among the brethren. If some conflict exists among the brethren, it has to be resolved. You know, sometimes it's hard to counsel with them. But the Bible says so in Matthew 5:23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remember that thy brother hath aught against thee, what we need. Let us go to him. And we will give an offer to him, to God. The Bible said that the brother hath aught against thee. So if you have a gift that you offer to God, verse 24 says is this: leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Here he speaks of the offering that we present to God. It's not making reference up to the Lord's Supper. Besides being the offering for the support of ministry, it is making reference us, as it says in Romans 12, verse 1. It's common verses for us. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Not living sacrifice, but next one, he's holy. Acceptable unto God, it is your reasonable service. So as we offer to him, we should have this thing. After you have this thing, then you can directly offer to the altar. Why? Because thus the Bible says so. We should keep peace and unity among the brethren. So now, number four, this is very important for us. We should pray. 1, 2, 3, faithful, protect, peace and unity. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need to be here a midweek Bible study. We have a prayer meeting, right? Without prayer meeting, it's nothing, right? for us as a believer. But we need to have. We should pray. Who? Our pastor and family. Our leaders. What else? The activities that we have. But you know, sometimes it's so sad. God gave us Monday to Friday to work, right? And Saturday is for my, to our family, right? Sometimes we miss Sunday, right? Sometimes we miss Wednesday. So, how about if you miss your wife? What is our feeling if you don't see your wife in one day? Are you sad? Are you sad? We need to pray. Especially in our time here in the U.S. Our time in the U.S., you don't know where. It's so hard. We need to pray one another. You need to pray one another burden in a united way. In a united way. That's why in 2 Thessalonians 3:1, it says, see here, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have recourse and be glorified even as it is with you. Galilee, 75 years of God's goodness and grace. I've been a member of this church. March 5, 2009. So last month is March. Praise the Lord. I've been here for 9 years. I'm still young. Still young. 9 years in the making. But some, our brethren, last Sunday, when I asked them, they are member here, 1990. So how many years now? 28. But you know, brother and sister in Christ, I'm now 60 plus 28. 88. You think I'm still alive for that year? Only God knows. But praise the Lord, 75 years of God's goodness and grace. And we need to pray one another, brother and sister. Number 5, we should participate in the support of the church with our tithes and offering. When we are faithful to Christ and fulfill the responsibility of giving our tithes to God, we are participating in the support of the word and ministry of the church. The ministry of the church is the pastor's support, right? The promotion of mission. I read the history of Galilee. Galilee has a burden of mission. Pastor support, the mission. What next? Missionary. So as I read this afternoon, The first missionary of Galilee is Don Quer. In the year, I think in the month of November 19, 1944, the first missionary of Galilee. So, tithes and offering. And evangelism in general. The only way to maintain this ministry is with the tithes and offering. We have faithful attendance. We protect our members from that error. We have keep and unity. And we pray one another. And we have this tithes and offering. Now, Jesus said in Mark 12:17, I like this verse. Jesus answering said unto them, render to Caesar, that's for Caesar, right? So in the U.S., we have this federal tax. That is automatically deducted on your paycheck, right? So just like me, almost I think it's 9 point something. Almost 10%, right? Whether you like it or not, the government will get this. What is the next? Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Then next one, to God, what's the next? The things that are God. When I got saved, 1985, and some of my friends told me, where is your church? I attend in Malabon Fundamental Christian Baptist Church. Did you tithe? Did you tithe? I thought it's only, my first hearing is, did you have tithe? No. Did you tithe? Did you offer what you have? So, you know, but when you are a baby Christian, and you don't know about it, right? I never heard about that. But when you read, seeking God's word, deeper and deeper, this knowledge of tithes and offering. You know, the best, I remember my pastor, and he get this insight. When you go to a restaurant, and you eat. So after you eat, you pay, right? After you pay, what? You give a tip. The word T-I-P, tip, right? So, the pastor gave the insight, how much you give. So I eat 100 pesos, then I give 1 pesos. How many percent of that? 1%! 1%. You know what? The longer you were in the ministry, the longer you know how it works. So 1 peso, if you read the insight in the Bible, the poor widow, how many coins that she gave? 5? 10? How many? Others, not sure. 2 coins. So this poor widow, she gave them all. She gave them all. With wholeheartedly. And this poor widow has nothing at all. Only left 2 coins. So she dropped that. So the Bible, it says, I forget the 2 Corinthians, I forget the text. It is blessed. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Is that right? Amen. That's why tithes and offering, it's a good thing that we need to have. Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 9:6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Look at my hand. So if you give a little of this, so you sow it a big, the same thing. Not what next? And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. The Bible says so, not me. The Bible says so in 2 Corinthians 9:6. Chapter 9, verse 6. Verse 7. Every man according has his purposes in his heart. So let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You know, sometimes the word cheerful giver, not grudgingly, right? So the heart of this is the one giving, right? Wholeheartedly. Just like when we love God, we love Him what? Wholeheartedly. So giving is a way that we need. That we need invest in eternity. Matthew 9:6-19. Lay not up for yourself treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thief break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thief do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God does not want to be thief, as mentioned in Malachi 3:8. up to 10. And you have no more time. God has made provision for us to acknowledge His ownership as His promised blessing upon the one who honors Him in their giving. So in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1, now concerning the collection for the saint, as I give an order to the church of Galatia, even so do ye, upon the first day of forth, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. So, first day. So, we need, that is every first Sunday, we need to, as the Bible says so, we need to set aside what we have. So that on the first Sunday, we will put this in our envelope and put this in the offering bag, and that's it. And we are part of that offering. So now we have complete now. Everything is complete. Number six, we should accept the responsibility and position and faithfully carrying out the ministry. It is important progress of the word of Christ. We should ask for opportunity to serve Him in the local church. When we talk about the ministry, you need to pray for it. Sometimes you're not able to do it, but when the Lord touches your heart, when the Lord gives something for you, you cannot escape. We have a lot of ministry here in the church. For me, I've been here for 9 years. It's so tough for me. I'm so embarrassed because of the language. My barrier is my language. It is so hard. Just like when I'm working, communication sometimes is so hard. That's why most of the time, I only use texting, putting the text over there, more easy to understand. For me here, the Lord blessed me. Before, when I see a guy, I always like this. My attitude at the time, I'm so shy. When someone talking to me, I skip. Because I have my nervousness is still here. You know why? That's why when I was alone, I'm thinking, Rolando, you are now 60. You're still shy and ashamed to do that? You know, here in America, 14 years, it's so hard for me. But God is good. God is good. I remember Walt Sickler, one of the deacons here. And you know Walt Sickler. I see this deacon. He never smiled. He never laughed. he never laughed. He never smiled. So every time I see him, the second, you know what? I thank the Lord. Mama is here. It's a little girl. When Brother Sickler see her, oh, I see a little smile. A little smile. Thank God. When Pastor Hicks assigned me to preach December 9, in our prayer meeting. Walt Sickler over there. And that time, the lesson is about the two masters, God and Mammon. So I give an insight about the credit card. The credit card. You know Sickler? I love here in the U.S. If you don't have money and you need to buy a house, and what you need? So, Mr. Sickler, oh, so and so. So for me, I have no chance about that. So my insight that time in the prayer meeting, oh, it's a good thing in the U.S. If you buy a house, no money down. No check. No check. So what you need? Just swipe your credit card. That's the first time Mr. Sickler smiled. He said, Brother Oli, you swipe the card. Huh? Just swipe the card. Just swipe the card. Oh, praise the Lord. That time, I eliminate one by one. One by one. Until I shook. Shook. You know what? God is so good. And we are here to remember God's grace and God's goodness. Shall we bow our head and let's pray? Lord, we thank you for what you have done, for your faithfulness to us, for your goodness. And we ask that you will continue to watch over us. Bless every single activity that we have, Lord. We ask your hand upon us and thank you for what you have done to each one of here. And we ask for your blessing. And we thank you that you will give us grace in the coming days. Thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all.